So I'm really close to finalizing an in-house engine that does avatar news, video generation, with audio, with lip sync, with subtitles, everything. This is very close, like I said, and it's all in-house, local. So whereas a lot of people are generating, for example, Asian guy videos that you've probably seen out there, those are clearly generated with some external services, something like maybe Seedance or Gemini or HeyGen or something like that. But those services are not only very expensive, but they also have censorship guardrails. And since, as you know, we want to talk about some subjects that are often targeted for censorship, such as vaccines, for example, or history or false flag attacks or whatever, we need an infrastructure that can create these avatar videos locally. And I've been experimenting with this for a couple of months, and so far had not been happy with the results, but that has now changed. So thanks to some breakthroughs, it's possible now. But I do want to tell you, it's not easy. So even though you're going to see some really impressive videos here launching soon within just a couple of days, I'm really just tweaking the final timing on everything right now. It's going to look easy, but it's not that easy. So first of all, I had to custom write all the code. I had to build my own in-house system that is a video editor, an automated avatar generator, segment by segment generator, a text to speech audio generator, also a music engine. Even though I'm using open source models, LLMs or safe tensors, in order to achieve these things, even an image generator, for example, I had to build the entire software system that drives all of this and organizes it and spawns all of the sub agents that achieve the rendering. In addition, this effort requires, let's see, 5 workstations. And five workstations. So one of them is the main workstation, which is the director of everything. And then one of them does the LLMs, just the text generation for scripting and planning and things like that. One of them does images and also TTS, which is text to audio or text to speech, as well as the music generation. So that's all in one workstation. And then there are 2 other workstations that are dedicated to video rendering. And so when I greenlight a new project, so I read through all the scripts, and the scripts are usually written based on one of my podcasts, right? So I record a podcast, and then that becomes a script. I double check the script, make sure that it's exactly correct, that it's what I want the avatar to say. And then I hit go, and then my system spawns all these different agentic directors to say, hey, go decide what kind of music is going to be good for this, and then go render that music. Decide which images should be created for each segment of this. So, you know, break it down into segments, roughly about 10 seconds for each segment, give or take, because those are the limitations of the video rendering engines. So the images are planned and then generated, and then the video segments, then the audio is generated, and then all the audio has to be reviewed and approved. And then that goes off to animate the avatar that performs the audio, you know, with lip syncing, facial expressions, all that kind of stuff. And then all that stuff comes back. So these are all assets, images, videos, sound files, music, etc. And then this all has to be reassembled. And obviously not by hand, because that would be insane. That would take a very long time. So it's all reassembled using custom Python code that uses open source off-the-shelf libraries in order to achieve video composition, crossfades, you know, transitions, rendering, encoding of audio and video tracks, etc. And then the final video is done. Oh, I forgot, subtitles also. So the subtitles, that's a, another layer of the whole thing. And that, the subtitle is interesting. Subtitles happen mostly in CPU, not GPU. But they're not that compute intensive, so they don't really take that long. So anyway, getting everything to line up is not easy. You know, the lips have to match the sound, and the subtitles, whatever word is animated at the moment, needs to match the word that's being pronounced at the moment. And you might take these things for granted if you see other people's videos, like, oh, that looks easy. Yeah, it's actually not. It's not easy, and it's taken me several days to put this together. Even just getting the videos to render correctly with, you know, frame references and things like that, that also is not at all easy. But of course, I'm not the only one who's figured out how to do this, but I may be the only one who's figured out how to do it with local open source. Everything else I've seen has been using other engines. And see, my theory on this, which you may benefit from hearing this, is that compute's going to get more and more scarce. Because, for example, Google, if you're using the Google video generator, you're probably going to, at some point, encounter refusals because the servers are busy, right? Too many people using it. And that's because Google is redeploying their own compute infrastructure away from their video generation sometimes, or their image generation, over to their AI development team, because they need more compute for AI research. And as the AI superintelligence race heats up, that's going to happen more and more. So there's going to be a lot of compute scarcity, and the people who will do well in the future, I believe, are those who own their own compute hardware, their own local infrastructure. That's why I've been running on a local data center for 2.5 years now with all of our AI projects, and I'm continuing to acquire pretty impressive compute capabilities. And by the way, these are not, these workstations I mentioned, they're not running like gaming GPUs, just to be clear. They're not gaming GPUs. These are more medium-end GPUs, even beyond a 5090 card, by the way. They're not the H100s or H200s, but they're sort of medium range. So the bottom line is that in the days and weeks ahead, you're going to see a lot more avatar videos coming from myself and my team. And, you know, we'll have experts. We're going to have Jason Huang, the financial expert, the Asian financial guy. But my guy's older than the actual Asian guy. He's older and wiser. He's lived through more crashes. So that's why he's smarter when it talks about money and finance. And, of course, we're going to have other avatars such as Jack Harlow, the conspiracy and mystery avatar. And the thing is, even if everybody else is shut off of access from Google or you know, Seedance or HeyGen or whatever models are out there, we won't be cut off because we're doing everything in-house. And so we can cover the subjects that nobody else can cover. And that's why you want to tune into the avatars that I'll be posting at brightvideos.com. That's where they're going to be, brightvideos.com. You'll start seeing them soon. And I just want you to know that I'm the voice behind the avatars. It's my content that inspires each of the avatars' videos. And you'll see it. You'll notice it. Since you've listened to my podcast for a while, you'll notice, you'll hear Health Ranger coming through those avatars. Basically, I'm the puppet master, and they are the puppets now. And then, but sometimes they say it better than I can, you know, because the AI systems that write the scripts can sometimes be a little more succinct, obviously, since I tend to repeat myself a lot. But anyway, check it out. Coming soon at brightvideos.com. And thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Take care. Yes, the world is getting crazy, but here at the Health Ranger store, we're putting together a survival supply assortment for you. If you go to healthrangerstore.com/survival, you'll see what we put together for you, including iodine and Iosat. That's a specific brand name of potassium iodide that's FDA approved. Or we have the nascent iodine here, which is less expensive in terms of the iodine that you get. These are available in case things go nuclear. It's clear that you will not be able to find any of this for sale anywhere. All the inventories will be wiped out, like what happened after Fukushima in 2011. So if you want to get your hands on some iodine, this is a chance to get it right now. HealthRangerStore.com/survival. In addition, we have many other survival items for you here, including some silver solutions, some spirulina available in bulk and at a discount, and then a large assortment of storable organic food that's laboratory tested, including our Ranger Bucket sets. Here's a 195-day supply. We've got the mini buckets, and we've also got number 10 cans available of freeze-dried fruits and vegetables and other things like miso soup powder. Here's some of the buckets. There's a big variety available. Here are some of the number 10 cans right here. Remember, a lot of people are missing fruit. They don't have enough vitamin C in their storable food. So, you know, getting bananas and pineapples and strawberries, especially, again, certified organic, freeze-dried. That is the highest quality with the highest nutrient preservation that you can get in any kind of a storable food format. All of this is available right now and so much more. Just go to healthrangerstore.com/survival. And because the freeze-dried foods last for so long, you know, even if you don't eat them this year or next year, just keep them on the shelf. They're going to last a very long time with good preservation, a long shelf life, and they will have value no matter what happens in the world. Now, of course, I'm praying for peace. I'm praying for de-escalation. I don't want to see World War III break out, and I certainly don't want it to go nuclear. But we're dealing with insane times and insane leaders and insane situations. Who knows what could happen tomorrow or next week? Disruptions could happen here in the United States. There could be, you know, domestic attacks that disrupt supply chains here in the U.S. So stock up early, stock up now, get your emergency food, emergency medicine, iodine, anything else that you think that you might need. Get it now. And by doing so, by shopping with us, you'll be supporting our platforms and our AI engines that we offer for free. That's funded in part by sales from our store. So shop with us at healthrangerstore.com/survival and help yourself get prepared and also help us bring you more free tools and platforms that can keep you informed no matter what happens in the world. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for your support. God bless you all. Take care.